Wisconsin's Menominee Tribe and some developers in Kenosha want to turn the Dairyland Dog Track into a casino and entertainment complex. The Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs held a hearing on the plan last fall. But Illinois State Representative Joanne Osmond is holding another meeting tonight in Zion, Illinois. Osmond represents Zion and other communities in the far northeast corner of the state, some just about 10 miles from the site of the proposed casino. She says the Menominee's stated goal of hiring 80% of the casino workers from southeastern Wisconsin does not make sense.
The citizens in my 61st district could definitely get to the casino for employment faster than they could come down from Milwaukee. And I just don't want them to be denied.
Osmond says plenty of Illinois residents would spend money at the casino. In fact, she says she also worries about people spending cash on alcohol and then driving home through Zion and other border communities.
We want to be able to work with them and understand how the traffic and if we need additional supervision on the roads as far as police, law enforcement.
A spokesperson for the Menominee Tribe says precautions would be taken to mitigate any traffic problems, and the aim to hire Wisconsin residents would not preclude people from Illinois from working at the gaming complex. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and the federal government still need to approve the casino plan, and some say that approval is a long shot. But Representative Osmond says she wants to stay ahead of the issue and not have to put out political fires later. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.